Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. The Construction Union is offering support to workers following the death of a crane operator at a construction site in Perth South. Emergency crews were called to the Applecross site around 7 o'clock this morning. A report will be prepared for the coroner. WorkSafe is investigating. A man in his 30s is assisting police as they investigate a stabbing incident at a unit in Carlisle in Perth East. A man in his 50s was rushed to hospital around 1 o'clock this afternoon. Police say the men are known to each other. An alleged elaborate drug plot has been busted off the WA coast, with three men facing life in prison if convicted. Police have confirmed they'd been tracking a tip-off before discovering more than 800 kilos of cocaine at Fremantle Port on board a bulk carrier. Federal Police Assistant Commissioner Price Scanlon says their suspicions were heightened after a boat got into trouble off Rottnest.
The suspicions at the very start, someone walking in with an amount of cash to pay for a boat and immediately going out towards a shipping vessel is pretty suspicious.
Mark McGowan says he's full of gratitude as he wraps up 6 years as the Premier of WA. He says he has no regrets with his decision to step down. Political analyst Peter Kennedy says Mr. McGowan leaves a lasting legacy.
Mark McGowan will be remembered as a very successful Premier, a Premier who achieved extraordinary approval ratings, in excess of 90%. No one before had ever achieved an approval rating like that.
In sport, Ryan Marrick has completed his first training session with West Coast after being picked up in Wednesday's mid-season draft. The 18-year-old arrived in Perth from Victoria yesterday. He's set to line up in the Waffle this weekend. Round 12 of the AFL kicks off this hour with the Demons taking on the Blues at the MCG. West Coast host Collingwood tomorrow. And Perth Glory is looking for a new head coach after Ruben Zadkovic handed in his resignation, telling the club he wants to pursue other opportunities.